making it look pretty. Well, hey, guess what?
What?
Welcome back to Candy Teeth Radio.
What? Hey.
We're here today with a very special guest.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Perry the Man Paints.
Perry, yeah. What's up, everybody?
Thanks for coming, man.
Of course, man.
This Thanks is interesting. Me. Interesting to me.
This is about to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You are a Renaissance man, is what I've heard said.
Oh, that's tight.
You know what that is?
Like you're super old, like you're from the 1500s?
Yeah, that's how I feel. Like,
are you a time traveler? Or
like that. Is that a movie?
I like that idea.
Nah, it's just when you do a bunch of different things, you know what I'm saying? Like you're an artist, but you look at it as a more general umbrella.
Yep, that is so true. I see life as art.
Life, dude, that's it.
It's all fun.
That's what I like, too, because you got the music, and you got the art, you got the paintings, you got the, what else you got? You got all kinds of stuff. Oh, you got the digital art, too.
Yes, sir. Digital art. And anything else you want to just make up.
Yeah. Just because it's
the whole thing. I'm a filmmaker, and
whatever's next.
I do modern dance.
That's cool. So first of all, where'd you come from?
I'm from Spanaway.
Are you from Spanaway?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Spanaway. So
South 200.
Those pastel colors?
Yeah.
Wow.
All that comes from Spanaway, man.
I thought it was straight Florida or something in my head, you know, like in my mind.
Whereabouts in Spanaway, man?
Shoot, like right next to the Spanaway Speedway, like Delhi. Like, okay. I'm the neighborhood right there. So my childhood was always breaking into that and watching dudes race. They're like made of race cars.
I saw some people smashing each other. You ever see those ones there?
Do you hear it every night?
I was just at your house.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was. Yeah, so noise doesn't bother me at all. Like, legit.
Yeah.
I will sleep through anything.
That's why you're on chill. You were next to the racetrack.
Yeah, it was like right there. So.
Yeah.
That's super funny.
That's so awesome. Yeah.
We didn't have much, except, you know, woods and that. So I guess that's where the imagination comes from.
It's just
a big field.
You know,
not many buildings. Like,
I had a field behind my house when I was a kid, too. Mm-hmm. And it's totally, I was like actually thinking about this the other day, and it's like,
it's weird.
Like, my perception of, like, going outside, it's like a totally different adventure than somebody who, like, lives, like, on a block with their no backyard or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, because we were even catching garden snakes and, like, building tree houses.
Yeah, dude, totally.
That's the good stuff, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I was thinking about that because I've been doing it miniature in my backyard. Like, everything like that, you know? And, man, it's different. These kids are growing up different.
Yeah.
Just sitting there like, whoa, check it out. Check this out. Check this out. Check this out. Check this out.
Check
this out. It's nuts.
It's a lot of stuff to check out.
I know there is. You just push a button, you can check out anything and you're a kid. That would have been a different life, man.
Yeah. That sounds crazy.
I'm glad we were hooking pieces of wood to fishing poles and throwing it in a big mud puddle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you're going to make a boat that was going to trawl for fish on its own. So it's going to float around and it's going to pull the hook down underneath the water.
So
and we're
cool.
going to we'll come back in an hour and we'll have a fish on the line.
Yeah. On our bikes. We're going to go get snacks. We'll be right back.
Get some hot Cheetos and tacos.
Yeah.
Go in somebody's pantry. We'll be right back. Man.
I ran away from home one time, and
how old were you?
I was 8.
Yes.
And
you were serious
and
then.
I packed
super serious.
I packed four peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and held fruit, and I was gonna go live in the back, like the woods, you know, like over on the east side.
Yeah.
I was just gonna live out there for a little while. It was summer, so it was like, I'll survive. I'm a kid, so I don't know.
You got four PB&Js, dude. Yeah.
That should last you like
great.
An hour.
I didn't realize it, but yeah. When I was making it, I was like, dude,
Yeah, I got this.
Yeah, you're
got like a like, week.
Bye. I'm going to show her. Yeah.
I'm going to show start him. My new life.
I got spanked when I got home.
Yeah, that's what you got.
I showed her for maybe like 2 hours.
Yeah, that's how I beat, man.
Runaway life.
Just walking away like, what am I doing?
Yes. What am I going to do?
Now I'm in trouble when I get home. But I don't want to stay out here.
Riding at home on my Looney Tunes bike. Like,
you gotta turn yourself in.
Just Daffy Duck's just laughing at you.
It's malicious.
Dude, mine would be crazy. My mom would be chasing us with rocks to leave. It was running away.
Go play at the neighbors.
I just want to come inside, Mom.
No,
not today.
I had a babysitter in the neighborhood, Mom, that was like that.
Yeah.
When I was a kid.
Yeah. That was my mom.
Yeah, well, like where it's like you want to drink water. She's like, oh yeah, the hose is over there. Like, and you don't go in the house.
Yes.
Oh shit, that's wild.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's bad. But yeah, my mom and dad worked so much that we kind of like raised ourselves. So
right.
Like just a
right.
Shit show.
it was bad. So you do a lot of paintings.
Oh, yep.
A lot of paintings lately. I've been seeing a lot of paintings. And all around the town.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Trying to work.
Yeah.
Trying to work.
It's working too.
It is, man. It's really fun, though. Yeah. I'm really loving it. Like, all the people I'm getting to meet, like, just real. Because I didn't know about this art world, like, that much growing up. And
right.
Just finding out more and more about even myself and just everything. It's just so tight.
Yeah.
I'm really loving it.
That's awesome.
That's a good story, man. I like that.
So what medium are you using for painting?
Mostly watercolor.
Oh, cool.
I try to do everything. I haven't really gotten to oil like I want to, but I have a very short attention span.
So. Oh, yeah. Watercolor's good for that.
Yeah.
Oil, you're like, you're like, 3 days? I gotta wait?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
What's that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is it really that much?
It depends on what you do. You can do all kinds of crazy stuff, and it'll take forever to dry. Like, you can add stuff to it to make it texture and do weird stuff.
I just thought it was, like, expensive. That's why I didn't do it. I put all types of barriers. That was the main one. But
yeah.
I got to be patient, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Patient.
Yeah, like, you know, with acrylic, you can, like, paint a thing, and then you come back 5 minutes later, and, like, you can paint some different color over the top of that if you want. No.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Oil paint? No way. You'd be like, whoa. What?
And the way I paint, like, next thing you know, it's all over me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So bad.
So it'd end up super thick too and take forever to dry. Yeah.
So bad.
So I saw you, like, the first time I really talked to you or hung out with you was we were working on that Dozer's Warehouse.
Yep.
So Dozer's Warehouse, if you haven't heard about this, it's over 100 artists in there. Is there something weird?
It's either 100 artists or 100 murals, or something.
Yeah. Oh, it's probably 100 murals. But that's cool.
It's still a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
still a lot.
Scarf got up in there.
Oh, you mean there's only 87 artists? It's a little disappointing. I thought it was going to be 100.
So this warehouse, Dozer got this warehouse on Beacon Hill. And he curated all these artists to go paint in it. And it overflowed, man.
Yeah.
So we're here at Dozer's Warehouse in beautiful Beacon Hill.
The great community of Beacon Hill.
So this warehouse party, art party, need to put art in it because there's art on every single thing in this whole warehouse.
Everything.
You gotta curate it, right?
I had to curate the whole thing.
Yeah.
I chose to curate the whole thing.
Yeah. How did that come about?
So it all started with the big music festival Paradiso out at the Gorge.
Mm-hmm.
They invite graffiti writers out there every year. A lot of well-known names come out there. So I'm really good friends with Rock from Baltimore, and he's in there with everybody. And I was like, hey, Rock, instead of using your rollover paint to go paint at a free wall or a skate park, because I was out there painting with them years before, and that's what they did. They'd come back, and they'd hit one more spot in Seattle before they left because they can't take the paint with them on the plane.
Right, let's use it
up. And they get a bunch of free paint. So I was like, hey, come hit this warehouse. And it started off with those seven, with like Jabber and Graves and Jay here and
Yes
and Yes and Clowns and Style. And so once they came in, it was kind of like, hey, everybody wants to come in. And so that's kind of how it all came about. It was a snowball effect, and it was literally the perfect storm. Is what I keep telling everybody, is it just worked out.
Like, it
kept growing and growing. And about 25 artists, I was like, man, I need to turn this into a show and try to fill this place up, and really started making it towards that goal of presenting it to the public like this.
And so, and what did the lady just say? What did the lady just say to you? She said,
we're almost out of pamphlets. We're going to need to stop letting people in.
So you did a good job.
So we're doing it right. We're doing it right. It's cracking.
Yeah, it's dope. Thanks. Hey, we're good. Hey, thanks for the interview.
This guy's a dope-ass artist himself, just in case his followers don't know.
It just grew. That grew organically really weird. And just it's got so many artists in there. Yeah, like in that month, I think, or something, maybe 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And just covered this thing, over 100 murals. They're going to have the closing show for that this Saturday. So who knows if we're going to have this edited. But if we do, that would be cool. Because it would be this Saturday. They're having the closing show.
Yep.
The 28th.
Yep. 28th. I will be rapping there.
You'll be rapping there?
Yeah. Cool.
What? That worked out clean.
Damn, look at that.
That's awesome. It's all good. It's so cool. Ghosts are like, what up?
So and then is the deal they're going to tear down that building after?
The deal is they're going to tear down that building. But he said not for a while, though.
Okay.
But they're going to be, the Arts Commission's going to be out of control of it.
Right.
Like, it's going to be whoever's knocking it down is going to have it then.
It's on their timeline, whatever they do.
Yeah, so this is the last time you can see it.
Yeah.
So I hope you make it.
It's unfortunate.
That thing is nuts.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Yeah, I just seen the pictures, but it looks awesome.
Yeah.
Actually shot some of the music video in there.
Oh, really?
So I was happy I got to do that.
Hell yeah. Well,
we get to see the music video.
I think you're just,
can we watch
the... be in it. Yeah.
Bro. What? Nice. Let's watch the music video on the podcast.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Get a little visual with it.
All right.
Those blue and red colors we were talking about earlier. I've seen a video that was talking about. Really nice.
I think we shot this in like 3 weeks.
Yeah. This looks dope. Just looks like professional shit. Yeah, there it is. That's the word. Yeah.
Excuse me while I go in here for a second.
Awesome.
You got the
lights on.
Well, and the like sound at the inside of that place and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the lighting. It's that blue and red you're talking about.
Yeah, it's
half lit on the faces.
Yeah, the opposite. So good.
Yeah. Oh. Be on that Silver Surfer shit. That way. I've been knowing I'm making my own prophecy. Found a key. It's
this is something that just had to be. Found a kiss, I fuck around in a fantasy. Is you rolling? Is you rolling? Is you down and out? Been in corners. All the muscle moving around the block. Lonely stoner. With the hustle, cause I know a lot. Fucking with me. You fucking with me, boy, you know you not.
That's dope too, with the real the sound of the room in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is all in the warehouse too.
Yes.
Cool. And someone's moving a piano.
Yeah, Jupiter.
Mm-hmm. Playing some pinball? Like, man, I just woke up in a pinball spot.
That is where that's where that fuck's at. I forgot. I just saw that. I just went there for the first time the other day.
This scene here, too, is also shot at the warehouse. This is my favorite scene.
What? Hey. Got the animation?
See, I'm hopefully trying to have that out in like next week or two.
Yeah. So be proud of that, man. That's awesome. Dope.
Very
Thank
well
done.
You.
Hey,
who directed
super,
that?
That's super cinematic.
Homies, come correct.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. Oh, correct.
Yeah.
You guys picked a good name.
Yeah.
That was dope. That
was really amazing, well man. Done. Thank you.
I can't wait.
They made me feel like a superstar. Yeah. It's like, damn, okay.
All right, then.
It's dope.
You're making it seem that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yes.
That's what I like. There's like, you have that thing of making stuff where if you're a creative too, you can see that thing. Nice. This isn't clear talk.
I know what you're saying. I feel what you're saying.
You feel it?
Yeah.
It's dope. I'm attracted to it. I'm like, that's why I was talking to you about puppets or whatever.
Because
I'm like, ooh, there's something.
Yeah, it's got that energy.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's more than just like on the top, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I would love to just push stuff and just try new things.
Try to do whatever,
as weird as possible.
Yeah. Fun. I think that's a good idea.
It's going to make people feel a certain way. Yes.
Definitely.
Let's do it.
So what's the deal with, in the order of art, like, how did you start, like, what were you doing first? Were you drawing always, or?
Yeah, I've always kind of just, like, doodled in class. Yeah. I never gave a shit about class from
right.
the jump. So that's what I was doing, just, like, drawing the people in class or the teacher and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it started mostly with music. I did a jazz band, like marching drum line,
yeah.
like 5th grade to like 11th grade. But
oh, damn,
I mean,
right.
Spanaway, so it's not like aggressive, you know what I mean? So that's what just got to that point.
You got state champs.
Yeah. This is not going anywhere. So I kind of just switched to rap.
Cause yeah.
Like seeing my brothers and friends doing all of it, and like it just seemed really cool. I tried to make beats for them, it just wasn't my thing.
Yeah.
But then, like,
right, any, like, I'm the drummer. We can make some beats. Yeah, right.
That's what my logic was. Like, it can happen. It was like, nah, it just not good, man. And as luckily, I've always kind of been really transparent with myself. It's like, if you're just not meant for it, bro, it's just something else.
Yeah. Right. And, let it go. Let it pass.
Mm-hmm. I would just, like, kind of freestyle with friends. They were like, you got a cool voice and you just seem like you're having the most fun. You should actually, like, really take this rap thing serious. And,
right. Like, write some rhymes and, like, get someone to make some beats and see where you can go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it just happened like that.
Video.
So, yeah, and then through that, I like needed album art and stuff. So then like I got back into doing a lot of art because then I didn't really know it was like a thing.
Yeah.
So I would start doing like album art and then, you know, Photoshop and the internet and everything got big. So I would just learn shit on there.
Right.
And then all my rap friends and stuff would be like, you should start posting your art. Like people would really f- with it. Like really think it's cool.
Right.
And I was like, all right. So I started putting on Instagram and then like people really started liking it. And then I started finding out more about art stuff. So I started just like sending stuff to blogs. Like not even sure they wouldn't like it. I was like, I've been only doing this for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people would. And then like it would just pick up social media from there. And then I was like, oh, I should probably learn how to sell my stuff and do all. Like I just kept just learning as it gone. So yeah.
So it's pretty organic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was just, yeah, just whatever obstacles in your way, just learn how to do it and have fun doing it. And, if you need help, ask somebody.
That's a super chill philosophy.
Like it is. It's a good one, too. That's the funny part. You can just ask people.
Yeah.
Use your words. Wow.
How do you do that?
Well, the thing that's crazy, too, is it's like, I mean, you say it sounds so obvious, you know, but then it's like when you think of times in your life when you're like, okay, I didn't know how to do whatever, and you like ask somebody, like, more often than not, like the response you get is like they're super psyched to like share what they know and help you, you know, do your thing.
Yep.
But we're still always afraid to be like, oh, I don't want to bug people or whatever, you know.
So the bug, or we don't want to like admit to ourselves that we need the help.
Right. Yeah. You go for it.
Just like,
used to be bad at that.
Yeah.
Asking, not asking. Be like, I'll learn how to play fire.
My arm will get longer and I'll reach that rope so I can pull myself out of this quicksand. Exactly. I don't need you to throw me the rope.
Jeez.
If I meditate, I'll get a longer arm.
It was rough for us. Yeah.
No, it's rough right now.
Ah, you're feeling it. Yeah.
Are you in the quicksand? You're not going to let, anyone throw you a rope?
I'm like, I can do it.
I got this. Shut up.
That's how it is.
And nah.
Then you get older and you're like, hey man, can you grab
me that rope real quick?
You got a friend that can grab my other arm?
Can you call someone? Get somebody for my feet and everything? Let's get this done.
So what's the story with the... I have this one. This is one. This is like when I first heard about you, it was that you sold a painting to Marshawn Lynch? Is that a thing?
So I didn't, like, sell it to him?
Yeah.
Necessarily, but he had, like, a...
Like in your trench coat on the street? Like,
it's like, what's up, man?
Beast mode! What about this? I bet you this girl's good right over your couch.
He was having, like, some art mixer thing or some type of event.
Yeah.
And, like, they just wanted people to display art, but me being kind of extra, I was like, I'm going to live paint, you know, do all this stuff. Yeah. So...
stick out.
I was just live painting and he walked by and he was like, oh, I like that. And at the time, like, I was only painting for a little bit, so I was just like, I mean, if you want it. And he was like, yeah, bro. And then it just happened. He's like, you want to take some pictures, all that? I was like, yep. So then he hung it in his office and I was like,
oh, yeah.
I didn't there. Ask about anything. But then after that, that's when it just spiraled into he purchased it and all this other. And then I've heard people think it was like mixed. Friends and shit. Now,
yeah. You know?
People just say shit. So I just, whatever you want to believe, man.
Yeah. I mean, Marshawn.
Yeah.
Like this.
That's, the legend that gets bigger.
That means you're going to pay more than that?
Yeah, the legend gets bigger right there. That's
They're like, hey, can you talk to Marshawn about the, like, stupid green apple Skittle? Can you have him bring back, tell him to, he wants the lime back? Maybe they'll bring him back. We're not really friends, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Like, I don't know him like that.
I don't know like that about the Skittles and stuff.
It's like, I'll let him know, man.
Yeah, I'll let him know. I'll get back to you. You know it worked if they're lying next time you go to the store.
When you were a kid, what kind of music were you into? Like, what influenced you to rap? Like, in your rap, what influenced
you? Dang. A lot of just stuff a kid shouldn't be listening to.
Yeah.
Like, I was really into the Hot Boys back in the day, like Juvenile.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the young Lil Wayne. Like, super. DMX was a big one I was into.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a lot like that. And then a lot of jazz and stuff like that. But I didn't really care as a kid about, because it was just older people to me. So I didn't like really care about the names of the musicians.
Right.
But my dad was a DJ, so he was always playing just like old funk records and lot of stuff. Even down like Talking Heads and just,
That's
a bunch of weird shit. So I was always listening to stuff, but I was just like, didn't take in consideration all the gems he was like embedding in me. You
know? Right.
So.
Yeah.
That's funny because I'm expecting my first son in August, and I have all these cool records, like same like your dad, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm gonna play him all these cool records, but then I was like wondering, I was like, is he gonna even like know that I'm playing him cool records? Like, you're just talking about right now. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, like, that's how I was.
He'd be like, oh yeah, I remember that, my dad did play cool records.
Yep. Yeah. That's exactly.
You'll be like, oh, Jeremy too. You're cool,
Jeremy too.
I'm just throwing it out there.
That's the middle name, is Dose.
My dad named me after this weirdo. I don't think that one would fly.
I don't know. We can maybe do Jeremiah.
Jeremiah's pretty tight, though. Yeah. I would take that.
She likes all those, like, tight. Sort of, like, Bible-y names that end in the, like, A-H, you know, like, she's like...
Isaiah?
Mm-hmm. Isaiah and, like, all those ones, yeah. So she's into that. So I can maybe talk her into Jeremiah.
Isaiah's a confusing one for dyslexics, man.
Oh, yeah, no, that. I'm not doing that.
Remember that.
Too many vowels in there.
What'd you say?
I never thought about that.
Mm. It's rough.
Isaiah? How do you spell your name?
It's so weird. I'll spell it wrong every time.
Every time.
I'll never spell it right. I just don't even think about it. Mm-hmm.
Be like, I'll just call him Isaiah.
Yeah.
It's easier. And not type it.
If I have to write your name out, it's going to be Izzy.
That's my reference name. That's Izzy?
Funny. Yeah. What up, Izzy? It's Jeremy. I don't know how to spell your name.
Boom.
Boom. Honesty is the best policy.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
That's true, too. Hey, I'm going to take this second to hook you up with these little sticker pack.
Oh, hell yeah.
Candy Teeth gift pack?
Yeah.
Oh, dope. Some
stickers. Everybody loves stickers, I think.
That's fire.
Should we do
gift baggies?
No.
Oh, that'd be rad.
Dude, are you tattooing yourself over here?
We need
you
more.
You really need someone to throw you a rope. Or at least, like, do the tattoo for you.
No, I'm like, I'm just, like, practicing the thing, like, loud now.
Oh, okay.
This is my first step.
I figured I'd put it on my knuckles. That way the pressure's on to get it good.
Yeah, man.
So who are some of your guys' favorite hip-hop artists?
Ooh. Well, I really love, like, 90s stuff, mm-hmm. like De La Soul.
Nope.
There's, you know, I think probably because it was just around so much, I just know every Beastie Boys song when I hear it, you know? But, like, I don't ever want to, like, listen to that, you know? But, like, but I listen to the Fugees or, you know, De La Soul or... Tripod Quest or any of that shit, like all day, you know. But then I also super love rap from like 1981 too, you know, like just the like earliest, most like, like where it's like it sounds like the Talking Heads, but there's a dude rapping, you know, like all that like super old, where it's like, is it funk or is it disco or is it techno or is it pop or is it hip hop or like
teacher Pumba of Tompa Tomp,
like at the same like Kraftwerk and Afrika Bambaataa like sound like really close to the same thing at like a certain point in time, you know, like that. I love all that.
Yeah, that era was really cool.
Just like
I need to know more about
break dance music and all that stuff. Run DMC,
beginning of all that.
Yeah, everything was more together.
So I really like my favorite is like Outkast.
I like that's my absolute favorite group ever.
Because that's mixing that. That's that thing where it's mixing the, like, in my head, real music. Mm-hmm. You know, like.
Yeah.
It's mixing real music into this rap. And they have a whole culture that they're making themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the cool part.
With their language, with the what they're talking about. It's all their stuff. Mm-hmm. But they're pulling you into it. It's cool. And then to see the documentary, what's the name of that documentary?
Let's look at it this way. How big did Organized Noize get? The only time in history that a hip-hop act won a Grammy for Album of the Year. Speaker Box, I love you. A diamond album, mind you, is a direct result of the work and the leadership of Organized Noize.
Organized Noize. They are responsible for creating a completely new sound.
But we had the dungeon. Rico Way House.
The dungeon.
You have at least 15 to 20 guys in the bottom of the basement. Filled up.
We saw young brothers like Big Boy and Drake. They had skill. They like, we want a bus.
They raced us. We were like 16, 17 years old.
You have nothing but my undying loyalty, love, and respect.
We all believed in each other, and we knew what we had. Because they believed in me, I believed in them.
We all knew we were going to make it. We just didn't know when.
The Interscope deal was a $20 million deal.
It interviews everybody from that era of them making all their CDs and the progression from this basement, the dungeon, you know, mm-hmm. that they're always talking about. And so they go to it. I'm gonna cry. They go to it, and there's like scratching on the walls of what they're saying. They're writing lyrics on the walls,
dude.
You know, it's like tight. That kind of movie where you're like, "What? This is what they were talking about." They go to every street they talk about. They're on the corner.
Oh, hell yes, dude!
It's awesome. So if anybody knows the name of it, that would be rad.
Email us if you know.
Call in.
Casual. You ever heard of Casual? Casual. I like Casual just from the way he raps. He's like talking a lot of shit. It's like 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hieroglyphics.
Okay.
He's always talking about what he's doing to my girlfriend.
He's like the 90s Slick Rick.
To explain any rapper.
Yeah. That's what he focuses on my girlfriend a lot. And the worst part was when I have my real ex-girlfriend has been on his bus.
Nope.
And then all those songs mean something different to you after that.
It's personal now.
Yeah.
I don't really listen to Casual that much anymore, though.
On the beat, it's just Jeremy. In my head is what I hear. Jeremy with your girlfriend on my bus. I think he has those lyrics. Jeremy. Let's get off the subject.
Jeremy Perriman.
She just smoked weed.
That's it.
Okay.
I guess I'll have to believe you because his songs are talking about how that's all he does with girls on his bus.
Hold on, let me play a little bit real quick.
Okay.
All right, I might have had a little glare when I stared at your hoe, but I didn't know she was like that. She stared right back. My niggas was warning me that she was coming on to me. I react like a Mac, do I act cool? Just a tester, cause I'm no jester. I suggest her and her friend be outie, because I don't want to make my pal get rowdy and doubt me. Our friendship, but when lips touch, I go crazy in the clutch. Sort of like a schizo, I forget my bros and pals. Oh, the gal. I didn't mean to, but when you feel you do strange things for the food in them, no matter who's in them. Grab a food and I'm in traffic, don't laugh, it might be your girl that I'm talking about. I didn't mean to.
It ain't my fault that your girl got caught. It ain't my fault that your girl got caught.
No, I didn't mean
to. It ain't my fault that your girl got caught. It ain't my fault that your girl got caught.
I didn't mean to.
It ain't my fault that your girl got caught. It ain't my fault that your girl got caught.
I didn't mean to. Should have done John, should have stopped before them draws dry. But I didn't, ain't no quitting. Really didn't care whose girl I was hitting. I admit
getting up. Sorry, accept apologies and live on. Are we gonna hold grudges? Well, old budgets, a new year, and I do fear your actions. You're acting shy. I mean, you need to be smacking that hoe instead of trying to front on me, you know. That's exactly how I'm gonna be, you know. I run my game more than any G, you know. Cause we the most entertaining. I meant to blame women for making me do what the oxen do. When you call, I scream you. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Show Perry, mm-hmm. And it's one of my favorite parts, is questions from the Weird Beard.
All right.
And so we got this guy that has a weird beard, and he'll ask you the guest questions, right? But he sends them in. So I'll show you the video, viewers at home, viewers on the radio.
You're just looking at lips and a weird beard.
Yeah, just pretend basically. Like it's a weird beard.
Unless he does it really bad this time again and then he shows his eyes.
All yeah, every once in a while he'll slip up a little bit.
I don't know.
It's like if you sneeze in the middle and like the camera jostles and it gets your whole face.
This is ruined.
Do another take.
You gotta get a whole new beard, man.
Check this out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Check this beard out.
All right, so here it is. Questions from the Weird Beard.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
It's been brought to my attention that Mr. Porter is both a painter and a rapper. It made me wonder what these two groups may have in common. First thing that came to mind was beef. Rappers and painters are both groups that like to be all up in the business of their peers and start throwing shade. We of course remember famous painter feuds such as Da Vinci versus Michelangelo or Banksy versus King Rabo. Rap is perhaps even more famous for being a beef-rich culture with such feuds as everyone versus everyone at some point or another. This all leads to my question of who a painter and rapper feuds with. With whom do you beef, Perry?
Ooh, that was pretty good. Weirdbeard, I'd like to commend you.
That was a quality question.
Looks like there's another question after that.
Man,
too.
Always.
Face.
He's supposed to do one question, he always does two. Yeah, so.
You got some favorite beefers?
Anybody that I'm personally beefing with?
I think that's what he wants to, that's what he's asking, it sounds like.
Maybe.
Do you want to throw shade on anyone right now? Is what he's saying?
There are a few rappers who don't like me.
Okay.
And they are. And if they are listening, I hope you're doing well. Because I am.
Nice.
You know who you are.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't need to say who you are.
But yeah. But all the painters, we love each other. I hope. That's what it seems like. We all look at each other. So, yeah. Rappers are weird. Rappers are so weird.
But so are artists. It depends. There's all, it's just, I think people are weird.
Yeah.
Is what honestly, it comes down to.
Yeah. It's just the perception that rappers are supposed to be more beefy. But
more beef ridden.
Beef ridden.
All right, dude, let's see what his second question is. Because that one was pretty good. I want to see if he can if he keep it going.
With whom do you beef?
That's so good.
If you guys could see his supple little mouth, though.
And the Viking beard that's attached to it.
It's a braid.
It's in a braid. Yeah, it's a braided. It's a full braid. And he has a little squirrel mouth, if you really look. It's just tiny, like...
Oh, man. This is genius. All
right. So here's the second question.
He always sneaks another one in.
Now, I'm sure we've all been walking out of a Best Buy when out of left field comes a gentleman holding a stack of CDs, accosting you by saying, "Hello, good sir. Would it happen that you might enjoy hip-hop music, perchance? If so, would you be willing to part with $5 American for one of these fine, freshly pressed records? I believe this is called hustle. You have to admire an entrepreneur. What I'm getting at is, what does the hustle look like for a rapper / painter? Thank you all for your time. And remember to draw everyone like one of your French girls.
Weird beard, man. I love you, man.
I love that. Oh, man.
Just get you thinking.
It does.
French girls.
I love the French.
Yeah, he definitely ended that on the wrong chunk. If you wanted to get an answer about the first part.
I'm honestly still like slowly figuring that out, honestly. Because there's such different worlds sometimes. It's weird.
It sounds like what you were telling us before, though. You know, you're like sending your art to blogs and, you know, and like, then when it's like time to do the like art show, then you're like, well, I'm going to do the art show where I'm painting it right at the art show, you know, and like, you're like doing different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, I mean, it seems to me that's kind of like what he's asking, sort of.
Honestly, like, yeah, putting it that way is because of hip hop, I think that I have like a unique grind when it comes to painting as well.
Yeah,
too.
That makes sense.
Like, even me and my friend were talking about, it's kind of like even more of a braggadocious kind of feel to it that I feel like a lot of other painters don't really have.
Yeah, like they're very like...
Yeah, mm-hmm. Even down to like...
I hope you like my paintings, but whatever.
And I think that's where the whole Renaissance man comes in. You know, like I'm willing to step into this.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Yeah, and like all the way too.
Interdisciplinary, I guess.
Yep. Yeah, it just comes from the rap world, like battling and just... Having to have that braggadocious or, how you said before, ready for the beefy stuff.
Or, like, being the guy outside of Best Buy, like, selling CDs or whatever.
Yeah, just having to do all of that, just being able to approach people and just have those difficult conversations. Like,
right.
Rap has definitely prepped me for that.
Yeah, so. That totally makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, and like you're saying, like, a lot of painters, like, don't have anything like that.
Yeah.
And so they're, like, they just are, like, insular and do mm-hmm. their paintings. And
yeah, very to themselves. They don't want to do any of the selling, all that, like... With rap, you do all of that.
So I saw this image that you made.
Yeah.
Where it had everything that you were going to be doing coming up.
Yeah, it's a busy week for me. Thursday in Issaquah with Art East. I'm going to be doing activist through art with the children. So we're going to be doing like this mural. And they'll get to trace themselves and do like self-portraits of their self-representation of how they feel about themselves.
So they like lay down and get traced their shape, and then they do whatever's in
the fill-in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's dope.
Cool.
So, like if y'all want 4 eyes, 7 eyes, just go ahead. You want some extra arms?
Do some kids
stuff. Can you trace another arm for me real quick?
Let that imagination go.
It'd be super tight. And then Friday, be back in Tacoma. for the Lettuce 253, and that's the live painting party. So I'll be live painting. And
where's that going to be at?
Hanging out. It's freak. I forgot what venue it is. It changed the venue on me, so I don't know the name of the venue. I should know that.
No, that's right. You can go to Lettuce 253.
Yeah.
You like, go to their Instagram.
That's why I didn't, because I wanted to plug them. You know what I'm saying? Nice. Get some views for them. Looking out. And check them out.
At Lettuce 253.
I like that.
And then Saturday and Sunday, it'll be the Bemis Spring Art Show.
Yeah.
So we're showing some pieces there, and I'll be live painting on Saturday. And then, wrapping Saturday night at Dozer's Warehouse. That'll be the closing, so you definitely should go to that. And it's free.
Of the warehouse.
Oh, cool.
It's free.
It's free.
Hell yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah. You gotta just go to see that.
Yeah. It is. It's really amazing. It is really
It's dope. A spectacle.
And it's like an honor to even be a part of it. Because that was the first like actual meal I've ever done.
So, that's so awesome. It's in that.
That's just your like trajectory, though.
Yeah, you're just doing what you want to do. That's the thing. That's the catch. Man.
That's the catch. It really is.
That's a super busy weekend.
It is.
Like, most of the time, you know, we're like, so you got stuff coming up? And they're like, yeah, like, next month we're going to do this thing. And then, like, coming up in the fall, we're going to do something. You know, but then you're like, well, Thursday I got this and Friday I got this. Like, it's like, damn, all right.
Hell yeah. Oh, then I go to Brooklyn, May 12th.
What? What's up with that?
I totally forgot about that. It's, which is really cool. It's, an album cover art show.
Shut up.
So my album art will be on display.
Shut up.
And your album art is for your album.
Yeah.
Wow.
Beats
itself.
Dude, you're gonna be in a room with like a bunch of dudes that are and ladies that are like did the art for an album that's they're not on it. Mm-hmm. And then a bunch of musicians that like didn't do the art on the album.
Yeah.
And you're gonna be like, I'm both. And they're like, you're a genius.
That's what I'm hoping. Just like, yes.
That's what
Give me all the money and the food.
And the food. I like food. Tasty food is good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
In Brooklyn. That's cool.
It's going to be cool, man.
Yeah, anytime you can get to New York with it, it's dope.
It's such a cool
thing. It's like a thing to do.
It's so awesome. Yeah, and then chilling after that for a little bit.
Yeah.
Turning off the phone.
Yep. Turning off the phone for a few weeks. It's going to be good.
Well, dude, thanks a lot for coming, man.
Hell yeah.
Stoked to get thanks some of these questions me. Answered, some of my curiosities about you answered.
Burning curiosities.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's dope. The Florida thing, that's what.
Yeah, totally. I thought, man, those pastel colors, I'm saying, I was like Miami Vice. I'm hearing those kind of music, you know?
Nice.
I'm going to play it right there, too.
Beyond Hummer. Here we go.
But yes, but then it was Spanaway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It changed, but that made it kind of doper in a whole different way.
Totally, but the other hand, though, like, everything, like, crazy that happens is in Florida.
Yeah.
And, like, when something crazy happens and it's in Florida, you're like, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like there's something weird about that place.
Yeah.
It really is. It really is.
Florida can stay over there.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
And they got like alligators walking around. Like,
yeah.
You got dinosaurs just
like animals that can eat you are just like wild and free.
Such a weird.
And like over there.
Yeah.
Like there's a dinosaur over there.
Yeah.
For real.
And it can come over here real fast if it wants. Yeah. It probably won't though because it's hot and it's lazy.
Yeah, it's really hot.
That's so cool.
Chances are good we're not going to get eaten by a dinosaur. Yeah. Like here you gotta like go hiking out in the woods forever to like meet a bear or something, you know what I'm saying? Like to meet another animal that's gonna eat you.
Get hit by a cougar.
Right, but like they're just like living in the freaking sewer. Living in the stream by your house.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Like, I'm gonna dip my toe in.
That's how come I only have 9 right now.
Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
Dip your toe in with some freaking dinosaurs.
There's like an alligator with just like pinky toe necklace.
Winking at you.
And you're like, hey, what's up? I see you got 2.
Oh, shit.
All right. I'm calling it.
Enough Florida bashing?
Enough Florida bashing. I'm down with it, though, but...
I'm talking it up.
Let's do more. Let's do more later. After we sign out.
Okay, cool.
So thanks to everybody for listening.
Yeah, thanks, everyone.
Hell yeah.
If you want to check out, I think I've said it, but let's say it one more time. We got perrypaints.com. We got at perrypaints on Instagram.
Yeah.
Check out the Lettuce 253. Check out the Dozer's Warehouse.
For sure. Bemis.
All these things.
Yeah. Just come hang
Look
out.
Look at all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so much things.
Perry Paints, he's just hanging out. Kicking it. That's dope, man. All right, till next time, stay alive.
Stay alive.
Peace.
Where's that music? There was music sorry. Before. Let's go to old paper. That was dope, man. That was dope. Weird beard.
Oh, man, that was so good.
It was really good.
I think he's only getting better. With time, I think he's getting better.
When you give him time?
Yeah, when you give him more than an hour, yeah. It's like a comedian doing the same jokes.
But it's like the audience gets to help.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool, instead of like, don't stay for the 10 o'clock set.
Just him tired her.
Oh, man. Lord.
That's bad. It's like, I don't live it's like racist, too, but it's like status. It's like status.
Totally is, yeah.
Like, oh, you thought you saw some yellow and shit, so now from this Florida motherfucker.
How come I ain't in Wisconsin?
That's some funny shit.
Shit. Not enough cheese.
Y'all not Lakewood. That's dope.
But Lakewood, there's like a Lakewood in every single state.
There's a lot of Lakewoods, yeah.
There's only one Chocolate City, though.
Damn! Is this still recording?
Yes.
I'm so happy right now.